Hello everyone, and welcome to the third episode of Penny for My Thoughts. I'm your host, Josh Such, and today I've got a very special guest. He's been a good friend of mine for many, many years now, all throughout high school. Some of you may know him as Munyarazi, some may know him as Mooney, others know him as Jacob, but he likes to go by the name Young Prince now. So, Young Prince, welcome to the podcast. What we decided to talk about today was girls and the temptation that they bring to young Christian guys. So basically, my friend here, Young Prince, he was in church today and he was telling me of a temptation that came up from the enemy. If you explain the situation to everyone, you need to just let everyone know. So what happened? You was in church, right?
Different topic, bro.
Nah, come on, man. It's fine. It's just a few listeners. That's fine. So you was in church, right? And what you told me was that you had a message on your phone. Is that correct?
Probably change the topic.
Okay, right. We're going to a different topic. This is kind of no cuts or editing or anything. So. What else can we talk about? You got a clothing brand. Yeah, do you want to tell the people a bit about your brand? So what's your brand called?
Royalty, but the sub brands is called Young King, Young Queen.
All right, okay. So, I mean, what made you want to start a clothing brand? How did that come about?
I don't know, it's been in the works for a few years, but this year I just gave him a thought, why not?
Okay, so like you've had it on your mind for a while, but for this year.
Yeah, I just decided let's go for it.
Yeah, that's good, man. I mean, people that are our age, it's very rare that they're sort of, especially doing anything sort of involving entrepreneurship. So where do you plan to go with this clothing brand? Do you plan on, don't know, what do you want to sort of go with it?
I'm trying to make this clothing like the foundation of my operations,
Okay.
where I start off making little income or some income from this, where I'm able to enter to other areas of life.
Okay, so like, do you have any sort of ideas for any future investments or?
Music studio, record label, properties, gold market, investments.
All right, okay, so like you mentioned property. So we're gonna go to a quick break here, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna start talking about properties and Mooney's view on property. So you mentioned property. So tell us a little bit more about your plans for property investments and where you're gonna go with that.
My plan with investment in properties is I'm going to invest some money, so become a shareholder in a property company, or yeah, a property company, and keep working my way up until I have enough money. I'll say 10% shares in various property markets. As you know, properties is a fail-safe investment where it'll never go under, it'll always be on the rise. So as a
But like personally, I've heard different from many real estate investors. I see where you're coming from. It's certainly the most safest investment from what I know. But I mean, the property market, it can rise and fall. But no doubt it is one of the most safest investments, that's for sure.
yeah.
So in terms of like local areas, if you could invest in any sort of property anywhere in London, which areas would you target at,
West.
as in like Twickenham,
West.
Richmond, sort of more specific?
West, I would aim at Twickenham, Richmond, Feltham. I'll say generically, it doesn't matter.
So if we take out Feltham for an equation, I think we're both agreed that middle class areas are the best investment because they don't cost too much
Yeah, not too expensive.
and they're not in like a really rough area, so it appeals to a lot of people. Are you going to do like HMO properties where like, so for example, the one we're in now is like multiple occupancies in this house, or is it just you're going to buy a house, wait a couple of years for the price to go up? What sort of
I would like to just
Are you going to basically buy to rent or buy to sell?
I'm not even going to do that. I'll rent to rent. That I'll go to these homeowners and tell them I'll take your house. I'll pay you $2,000 every month, and you will get your price every month and rent it out to people myself.
Okay, yeah,
I've
that's
been
fair enough.
seeing how loads of people do that. I know a few people that are doing that by themselves, and I see that. I believe that's a fail-safe. Where you make a 5 year, 10 year agreement, so the owner makes his, say, 100K, 200K, but while you're there, you can make your own money on the side as well.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. So what else was we talking about investment wise? We was talking about, you said about gold. Is gold like a recent thing you've been interested in, or has this been a while? Or...
It's been all gold. Has been a while for me.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll tell you what we do is we'll take a short minute break. We'll give the listeners a chance to soak that all in. And then we'll come back and we'll make up the next subject as we go along. So, yeah, peace out. See you in a minute. Welcome back, everyone. So we've had a little discussion about what we'd like to talk about to close off the podcast on this episode. So Mooney, well, sorry, Young Prince, is gonna have. Sorry, this is my accent, say Young Prince. So basically, Young Prince is gonna close off the podcast on episode 3. He'd like to talk about girls, relationships, marriage, etc. I've told him I'm gonna let him just take the mic and speak his mind. Hopefully, drop some wisdom. So yeah, over to you, Young Prince.
You wanted wisdom, okay, Mr. Josh. Okay, first, let's talk about marriage to those people that want to get married for lust. If it did, adultery wouldn't exist, am I right? It's self-control is still required. Mandem, girls, truthfully, lust doesn't care if you're in a relationship or single. You may have Solomon wisdom, David in praise, Abraham in faith, or Joshua in war, but if you are not Joseph in discipline, you will end up like Samson in destruction. To those of you that believe marriage doesn't work and want to be in a long-term relationship, it is still the same principle. Without discipline, the relationship will fall. Here's the truth that nobody likes to hear, that everyone is loyal, but people choose whom they want to be loyal to. I hear the word, I hear that stupid line from girls, all boys are cheats.
Just, I don't think I explained it properly to my guest here. So basically, like, this isn't a Christian podcast. You don't need to recycle off your phone. Like,
What read what?
you can just say that what you want. Like, it's not a Christian listeners or anything.
But that what you said, what was on my mind, and that was on my mind.
Just say like what you'd normally say in it. Like, don't like
That is what I was
don't
saying.
read off your phone, man. Come
Excuse me, can you stop taking shots at me? There's no
on, bro.
evidence.
Brother, it's just a book that it's just me and you talking in it. Like, it's not like we haven't got to try and put on a
Delete it then.
script. I ain't got to delete it, man. We're just having a conversation in it. So, like, just say like what you would tell me like about girls. Like, what's your personal?
That was my real person. I
So,
did
like,
write
put it
it
in your
too.
own words then. Innit?
That was my real person.
All right, but just talk about like what you normally talk
Okay.
about, man.
Well, I still stand my grounds that relationship is dis needs discipline.
So, like, would you ever let a bitch walk all over you?
I would never call a girl a bitch, but okay. I don't know, it depends. That sort of thing depends on the relationship. If I truly love the girl, I'll be honest, I'd allow her to do a lot of things she wanted. These things happen without you realizing.
Okay, so, what's your favorite sex position?
I'm a virgin, bro.
No, you are not. Why are you lying for?
He's supporting me out.
Every time this guy says he's had sex like 3 times, and then now he's trying to say he's a virgin on my podcast. Bro, you can't lie on my podcast, man. It's the truth. You can't lie, man.
Doggy style.
What was that?
Doggy style. What?
Doggy style. Man said doggy style. What, like, is that anal or like the pussy?
Pussy.
Fair enough.
But you shouldn't be doing them things. You should wait for marriage. That's what I'm doing now.
Would you ever eat a girl's ass?
That is the dumbest question. Who will eat something where shit comes out of?
No comment.
Anyway. Actually, we have.
Nah. Anyway, I think that's a good note to leave it on. So we're going to close up the episode because we're just kind of rambling on a bit here about shit, basically. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Young Prince, for coming on.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone. God bless. And keep dream chasing. Peace out.